That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Summit Cast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. I'm Doug Dayton, the CMO King, and I'm here with the one and only Chuck Jeter, America's Headhunter. Chuck, how are you?
Doing good, Doug. How are you, sir?
Very good, sir. We have been, we've just been swamped with radiology searches for like the past 6 weeks here. And Chuck, I've got a question that is burning in my soul, and that is, how much are people actually legitimately making per RVU?
Yeah, it's kind of all over the
man, that is a moving target.
And, you know, you can't really tell. I mean, that's so, and I think that that's because, you know, a lot of most radiologists haven't really known what they're getting paid, or they don't tell you that they know what they're getting paid per RVU. And except all these practices are saying, hey, you have to generate this much to make this much. So now the question is, of course, the natural question for them is, well, how much am I getting paid per RVU? But you can't, you know, and so now they ask us every time we talk to them, how much is, just tell us how much pay per RVU. You can't really tell a practice situation by how much per RVU, because, you know, we'll do because the salary and all the benefits and everything on the front end might make it way higher than what the RVU you're going to get paid over a certain threshold. But for private practices, I mean, it's around $32. I mean, what Medicare pays.
Sure.
You know,
it's
for
in that ballpark.
Yeah. Evenings, you know, 36, overnights, 40. And a lot of the overnight people like the, you know, get paid per hour and that sort of thing.
But that has been interesting. How many people are, they seem like they prefer the hourly rate. So, I guess for those of you that are out there tuning in that are just starting your search, I think it's just good practice to figure out what exactly it is that you're looking for. And we can definitely help you in that conversation, even if you just need someone to talk to kind of compare apples to oranges. We've got several folks here that have been doing this for a day or two, and we can at least let you know kind of what some of the other folks out there are getting. And if you're someone that's looking to hire some help and you're trying to figure out what you need to do compensation-wise, it's not, obviously each situation is unique in itself, but we can at least let you know what some of the other folks out there are doing.
Right, for sure. And also, that's a big factor. What, you know, now the groups are asking all the candidates, you know, what do you want?
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, you hear people getting equal parity and, you know, equal partner pay and equal vacation. Well, if you want to, obviously, if you want to work, you know, 8 to 5 and no weekends, no nights, then, you know, you're not, that's not even, you know, they're not going to be in the same ballpark, you know.
I got to say, Chuck, it has been exciting and interesting to be a recruiter again now, because, man, like never in since the last radiology explosion have I had people that have just said, well, what do they want to make? And I mean, they're literally trying to the candidates that we have, the clients that we have that are signing candidates, are they're thinking outside of the box and they're doing what it takes to get people, because people that are looking are not in the market for very long. Man, we're signing people quick, Chuck.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's just a matter of people knowing what they want and matching them with the group that's willing to do that. So we just try to be upfront, straight,
sure,
shooting with all of our, you know, clients, and just tell them exactly, you know, some say, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous, crazy, whatever. But, you know, we try to, you know, tell the good, the bad, and the ugly, because, you know, we want people to go and stay and.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and it's like I've heard, I was actually in the room and I heard you tell one of your clients a couple of days ago. You said, well, that's about the lowest that I've heard anybody offer, but I mean, we will put it out there and we can get you talking to some folks. But if you'd like to know what some of the other folks are doing, and I don't know if he believed you when you told him what,
well,
some of the other
so,
folks are doing.
Well, so, you know, and a lot of people have to find that out for themselves. And
sure.
So we can't really, you know, I mean, we just don't make very many friends telling them, hey, you know, your offer is whatever. But we can you know, and they may be able to get somebody for that. You just never know in this business what's going to happen. Somebody could live next door. They could
sure.
think it's the most wonderful town, and the, and they've been looking there forever. And I mean, you're like, okay, great. They, you know, they take the job at whatever they want to offer. But the point is, the market's very competitive, and people are doing things we have never seen.
Them. Sure,
the well, groups are doing things we've never seen them do.
I mean, I'm even thinking some of our clients in a very desirable metro market in California that probably have relied mostly on their location as the main selling point for their opportunity. They came back even in the past couple of weeks and just said, "Hey, listen, we realized that we need to do something different to attract some candidates." So even the folks that are in what the average person would call a very desirable market, even the folks that are in those areas are doing things that they haven't necessarily done before to secure candidates. Because, you know, I mean, it's not in any one specific market. I mean, there's a radiology shortage on a nationwide basis. But these guys that are looking, man, especially the ones that are wide open, they're considering opportunities. And you know, for the interventional guys that have to be on site and stuff like that, it's one thing. But, you know, with all of the remote radiology opportunities that we're getting now, it's literally like the Wild West again. And you're just you're out there, and these folks are they can make as much money as they want to make if they're willing to work whatever hours and shifts that it takes to make it. But, you know, the sky is the limit, Chuck.
Yeah, true. You know, just, you know, the biggest need out there is probably from shifts from 3 to 11. You know, occasionally we'll get a, you know, an 8 to 5, and then that goes, like, you know, before the next day, because we have a stacks of sure. people that want that. And, you know, I don't really hear a lot coming from the, you know, the job seeker, the candidate side is, you know, partnership. You know, it's like sure. they don't even, you know, care about partnership, because, you know, honestly, it doesn't really make any difference, because if they want to make 650, they take 650 divided into, you know, RVUs and all that stuff. And, you know, you know, they figure out how to make 650 or whatever, you know.
Well, Chuck, I know on the marketing side of things, there are a couple of opportunities that I want to highlight and talk a little bit about in here a minute. But on the candidate side of things, do you have any hot candidates that you want to throw out there for folks?
Well, I mean, you know, we do. I mean, we have, you know, interventional guy that, you know, he does peripheral vascular, a lot of the limb salvage. But also he does all general IR. He
reads that guy's all, a cowboy too, man. He's not afraid
all cases.
To build it.
You know, he's when I asked him, I said, "Where are you at in your career? You want to slow down, take it easy, and just, you know, make an income, or do you want to, you know, work super hard and make a ton of money?" And he said the latter. You know, so, you know, that's who, you know, we like to talk to these guys.
Sure.
And because we have a lot of practices like that, and the practices that are, you know, set up right, those are the ones that they can, you know, make the money at. You know, and a lot of the practices, I mean, I get it, they're trying to figure out what to do, and we can help anybody at any level. I mean, if you've never thought about remote, I mean, we can talk to you about other groups and kind of what they're doing and how it's working and things like that. We can just, you know, we're out there talking to a lot of people, and so we can, you know, we can help, you know, however, and, you know, even find you people. But there's
sure.
you know, there's going to be there's a lot of things going on in the radiology community, and, you know, probably everybody knows a lot of those things going on in the radiology community, and there's probably going to be a lot of radiologists looking, you
sure.
know, I would say, you know. And
well, yeah. Speaking of radiologists that are looking, if you're looking at practice opportunities, regardless of the modality that, I mean, if you are looking, give us a shout. Our number here at the office is 817-483-4300. We would love to help you with your search. I know that on the marketing side of things, we've actually got a ton of new opportunities, fantastic opportunities that have popped up in the last couple of weeks here. I've got beautiful coastal California town that, I mean, very desirable location. They're making fantastic money. They're looking for an interventional radiologist that the person has an opportunity to come in and work as much as they want. I know we've got a breast imager that's needed in another desirable metro area of California. If you have a California license, if you're considering that, if you're considering relocating to California, give us a call. We've got great opportunities. Or if you are just looking for remote gigs and you've got a California license, we've got more work than we can shake a stick at right now. Give us a call. The number here at the office is 817-483-4300.
So if there's you know, anybody that any high volume readers out there that can do basic IR, I mean, we have 7-figure jobs, you know, like several. That,
several of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can, you know, if y'all, anybody out there wants to, you know, get jobs sent to them, you know, get us your email address, you know, connect with me on LinkedIn, send me your email address. I'm looking for your email address. So, you know, if I find it, I'll email you. But if not, you know, if you're not getting our emails, you know, contact us and
sure. Or if you can feel free to send Donna an email, Donna@hiresps.com, and she will subscribe you. Just let her know what opportunities you'd like to hear about. If it's whether it's general diagnostic, interventional, musculoskeletal, you name it. If you let Donna know, she will get you subscribed to the appropriate lists, and we'll keep you posted on all of the new things that are coming. Because I'll tell you, Chuck, it seems like literally every 7 days we have an entirely different set of practice opportunities. Everybody seems to be looking. And if and I know that we highlight a lot of jobs and we post a lot of jobs on our website, hiresps.com. But if you are looking in a specific area and you don't see a job listed on our website or on one of our emails, that doesn't mean that we don't have an opportunity there. We have a lot of clients that are passively looking that would that say, hey, listen, if you happen to hear about somebody that's looking for you know, an opportunity in Metro Utah, give us a call, you know. And so if you're looking in any capacity, or even if you're just, I wouldn't say kicking tires, but if you're just wondering what's out there, we would love to let you know a little bit more about what's going on there, because this is definitely a candidate-driven market right now.
Well, on-site jobs, too. I mean, everybody, I mean, knows this, but I mean, we have, you know, we talk about remote jobs and even interventional jobs, but, you know, general on-site jobs, I mean, we have tons of those in just about every location. I mean, we know people are happy and going to stay where they're at and do what they're doing, but, you know, if somebody's, you know, just curious or you're actively looking, you know, contact us. We'll, you know, we'll work very discreetly. You know, we're very confidential and we'll, always follow up you know, give everybody an update and all that good stuff.
Man, and I know just for general radiology on-site jobs, we actually have a great area in New York where they reached back out just today and they said, hey, we need somebody here on site. If you've got anybody that's got a New York license, we would like to talk to them. Got folks in throughout Louisiana that kind of are in the same situation that said, hey, if y'all have anybody. So if you have a Louisiana license, if you got a New York license, give us a shout, 817-483-4300. You can reach Chuck at extension 1001 or me at 1002, and we'll definitely get you plugged in and let you know kind of what's out there. So, Chuck, any last-minute parting thoughts that you got?
Nope.
Hey, we appreciate y'all guys tuning in. We'll keep y'all posted on all of the new opportunities that are heading your way. Thanks for tuning in and have a fantastic day.